Now, a new vaccination and another decision for parents to make. That's the focus of this week's Common Health segment. The debate over childhood vaccines is nothing new. And until a few years ago, most parents breathed a sigh of relief after all those dreaded early pediatrician visits were finally over. But that changed when Gardasil, the HPV vaccine, became available. Physicians recommend that girls between the ages of 9 and 26 get the three-step vaccine. The big reason, HPV infection has been associated with cancer later in life. So should parents ensure their kids get this vaccine? Karen Weintraub, freelance Boston Science journalist and a guest contributor to WBUR's Common Health blog, looked into this question with regard to her own teenage daughter. And Karen, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks. Good to be here.
So you wrote about this recently on Common Health. What concerns did you have initially about the HPV vaccine?
Basically that it was new, that it didn't have years and years of track record. The polio vaccine we've had since my mother was a kid, I felt very comfortable with that one, less so with HPV.
Mm. Now, Gardasil has become controversial. It's a vaccine for a sexually transmitted disease administered to adolescents. Combine the social politics of that with the anxiety over vaccine side effects, and suddenly you're hearing about concerns from all different places. This came to a head recently when GOP presidential candidate Michelle Bachmann related this story on the Today Show.
Well, I will tell you that I had a mother last night come up to me here in Tampa, Florida, after the debate. She told me that her little daughter took that vaccine, and she suffered from mental retardation thereafter. It can have very dangerous side effects. The mother was crying. This is the very real concern, and people have to draw their own conclusions.
Do you think that you're...
Now, the medical community has widely dismissed and condemned Bachmann's statement. But Karen, were you worried at all about giving your 14-year-old daughter a vaccination for a sexually transmitted disease, that it might communicate a sort of tacit permission to go ahead and be sexually active?
I guess I would divide that question into two. I'm always worried about giving anybody any kind of medical care. I'm always careful about that. I was not as concerned personally about that it would be opening the door or encouraging her to have sexual activity. I really don't think her mind or most kids' minds work that way, that they'll be more promiscuous because they've had a vaccine. In my experience, that doesn't fit. So I wasn't concerned about that. I did have concerns, again, about the lack of long-term data on the HPV vaccine.
So you looked into some of those questions about the vaccine. What did you find?
Right. Again, I confirmed the fact that there was no long-term data. A recent Institute of Medicine report looked at every vaccine out there, and they found no long-term data on HPV. They found that there were some cases of shock, kids having basically an allergic reaction to the vaccine, and there have been complaints about kids maybe passing out, which is a fairly typical reaction to a vaccine. Any kind of shot can give a reaction. But they really didn't find any sign of serious illnesses or serious problems with the vaccine.
In one of the statistics that you cite, any reports of serious side effects, we were talking about in the neighborhood of 1 in 1 million or something like that.
Right. The cases of shock, there were 36 out of 30 million shots given. So those are pretty good odds, I thought.
So in the end, you did the research. You decided it was a good thing for your daughter to get the vaccine.
I did. I looked also at the disease. HPV is often not that serious. 90% of people clear it out of their bodies by themselves within 2 years. But it can lead to genital warts. She said, ew, when I mentioned that. And it can also trigger some cancers, cervical cancer, vaginal cancer, penile cancer. They're not that common, but still, obviously, if you can do something to prevent them, you want to. The other thing that entered into my thinking is that there really is no other way to prevent these communicable sexually transmitted diseases. Condoms don't seem to work, and oral sex is a major source of transmission. So I just felt like I couldn't tell her to have safe sex and prevent it. So I felt like the vaccine was good insurance for that.
Well, let's bring a medical professional into this conversation. Dr. Natalie Pierre-Joseph is an adolescent medicine provider at Boston Medical Center and an assistant professor of pediatrics and adolescent medicine at the Boston University School of Medicine. And Dr. Joseph, good to have you.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
So you've been listening to the conversation. Is the HPV vaccine dangerous or recommended?
I
definitely recommend that kids get it, and I don't believe the HPV vaccine is dangerous. You know, it is the most common sexually transmitted disease in the U.S., and the prevalence is even much, much higher among adolescents, certainly after initiation of the sexual activity.
Dr. Joseph, why the recommendation for giving this vaccine as early as 9 years old, for example?
There's a zone around the cervix that is very immature in the younger age adolescents. And so it really increased their sensitivity and susceptibility to the HPV virus. About 99% of HPV-related genital cancer arise around this immature zone. So because of that incomplete local immunity against infection and the risk of trauma that is associated, you know, during sexual intercourse, the recommendation is to give it earlier with the hope and expectation that these girls would be less likely to have initiated sexual activity.
Now, Dr. Joseph, HPV is most commonly associated with cervical cancer in girls. It's also been associated with oral cancer in boys. So mm-hmm. Should boys get the vaccination as well?
Definitely. I strongly support vaccinating boys because boys are also the vector of the virus. They carry the virus, and by them having intercourse with the young girl or young woman, they transfer the virus.
Let me return to a political question, Dr. Joseph. Texas Governor Rick Perry has been catching a lot of flack for mandating the vaccine in Texas. Do you think everyone should get this vaccine?
I think everyone should get the vaccine. I think the stigma that is associated with sexual transmitted infection delay parents in accepting it, but I definitely think the vaccine should be recommended for male and female.
Karen Weintraub, let me come back to you. No surprise, your post has drawn a lot of strong reaction online. What have people been saying?
I think there were about 6,000 the other day.
6,000
responses. You know, I mean, it breaks down, I guess, along predictable lines. There's some people who say, how can you not think about vaccinating your child and protecting them against this horrible disease? There are other people who say, how can you trust the government that these numbers are right, that it really is as safe as they say it is? And I think a lot of this really, frankly, does come down to personal attitudes and opinions. And I felt better about it after doing the research and feel comfortable giving it to my child now.
Well, Karen Weintraub, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
That's Karen Weintraub. She's a freelance Boston Science journalist. She wrote about the HPV vaccine on WBUR's Common Health blog, which you can link to from our website, radioboston.org. And Dr. Natalie Pierre-Joseph, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
In a moment, the joys of building a cabin in the woods. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.